Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 9 Staff Podcast for Term 3. I just want to start with my personal appreciation for everybody's kind words over the last couple of days, and I'm really looking forward to working with all of you over the coming years. It's great to know that the school is now settled and we've got some direction about where we're going, having been in a holding pattern for a period of time, and I appreciate everybody's patience around that. The week gone was a very busy one. Thank you to everybody involved in the Student Free Day. The review for that day will be completed on Tuesday the 24th of September by leaders after school. So if you've got any feedback that you want to give those leaders, please make sure that you get that to them, and we'll run a process and get ourselves organised for the Student Free Days at the end of the year. I'd also like to thank everybody's constructive comments regarding the Port Lincoln High redevelopment. John Held, the architect, told me that he's got to work to do with all the different perspectives that were given by students, by staff, and also the governing councils. I also want to acknowledge the work done by the middle school team around the PAT testing over the last week and a bit. There is a lot of work in running those tests, and we do know that students don't necessarily enjoy the testing period, so I appreciate the fact that people have gone about their work the way they have, and we will need to identify some time to look at the results of those PAT testing when they're released. Moving on to the coming week, it's all about subject counselling this week. Please make sure that you're prepared. There might be times that you need to set relief lessons as teachers, and there might be times that ancillary staff need to be allocated into new spaces because classes are cancelled. You need to make sure you look at the program, because there are days where year levels do not have school because they're only coming in for their interview. So make sure that you're also aware that there are a range of visitors on site during the day, and I'm really asking that yard duty teachers please be extra vigilant, particularly regarding the rubbish on the ground. We would like to sell the school in the most positive light that we possibly can. And finally, Bright Path training is happening for curriculum leaders this coming Friday. Jacinta Podsky, who leads that program from the LID division, is looking forward to speaking to all of you regarding her 2020 plans for the continued rollout of the Bright Path software. And to finish up, Amber Mullins gave me this laugh. I was walking past a farm and a sign said, "Duck eggs." I didn't think too much about it, and then it hit me. Have a lovely week, everybody.